Random House Audio presents The Floor of Heaven, a true tale of the last frontier and the Yukon Gold Rush by Howard Blum. Read for you by John H. Mayer. Here we will sit and let the sounds of music creep in our ears. Soft stillness and the night becomes the touches of sweet harmony. Sit, Jessica, look how the floor of heaven is thick inlaid with patterns of bright gold. William Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice. They were a rough bunch, rough in dress, rough in speech, and rough-handed, but just as great-hearted and manly as they were rough. Real men, every one of them, with muscles and sinews like iron bands, developed by continuous and arduous exercise. There was no real adventure too strenuous or dangerous for them to undertake. They possessed the kind of power and strength that make men invincible, with characters broadened and strengthened by the hardships and privations they'd been forced to endure in their unequal struggle with the mighty forces of nature in the unknown and desolate wilds. George Carmack, My Experiences in the Yukon. A Note to the Reader. This is a true story. It is a history of the last years of the Old West and of the Yukon Gold Rush. It is also a narrative that recounts the lives of three unique men: Charles Siringo, the cowboy detective; Jefferson Soapy Smith, the gambler who built an underworld empire; and George